Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I can't. You say what?
Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, MA2K. I'm here another blessed Monday. You already know how I'm feeling this morning. I don't want to stay sleeping. But I'm still excited to be here. I'm blessed. My eyes is open and my feet are on the ground. And I'm grateful for another day. You know, I'm just grateful for another day. I have so much to talk about, and so I'm going to get right into it and then go back to music and then go to the phone. So I want to give a big shout-out to all those celebrating a birthday today, all those that celebrated a birthday in the weekend that just passed. The list is crazy long of the people that I personally know that have been celebrating, but I'm going to give a shout-out to the First Lady of YTEL. Big shout out to you, Holly. Happy birthday. I know you did it up in Club Miami in New York. Big happy birthday to AD the General. Also to Corey Guns that was celebrating out here with us in Orlando this past weekend and was performing in Club Sapphire. I got the opportunity to hang out with him and Chuck Platinum, and we had a great time. Corey, of course, did it up. I'm not going to talk about the negatives that occurred, but I will say that, you know, Corey Guns is the truth, and he did his thing, and at the end, let's just say he dropped the mic. You just had to be there. But it was great hanging out with the fellas. We had a great time in Orlando. So, again, happy birthday to Corey Guns that has been celebrating and is on tour, and I'm glad I got a chance to catch up with him out here. So let's go into the BET Awards. Okay. Who was watching the BET Awards? I know a lot of people was, because as I was posting and blogging, I had people that was writing in. So let's get right into it. Overall, let me go into overall, and then I'll just kind of go individually with things. But overall, I think to me, as far as I can remember, this probably has to be the best BET Awards yet ever. And I say that because just the way that, just the performances were on point. Everything was more uplifting and positive. And so I was feeling that, because for a little while, they've been kind of just putting on top of ratchetness there, and people have not been really tuning in to these award shows like me. And I'm a blogger, I'm a positive blogger, so it's even harder for me, because your typical blogger, if somebody falls or whatever, that's news to them, and that's what they go to run with. But I try not to really tap into the negative stuff. I stay with the positive, and if I feel I can't say nothing positive, I won't say nothing at all. So I haven't been saying nothing at all too much about award shows or any of that. So I can proudly say that BET Awards did their thing. They really did things. So if you missed it, make sure you go check it out, because, you know, they repeat it. So Best Female Hip-Hop Artist went to Nicki Minaj, and she came out with her moms and, you know, thanked her moms in public, and I thought that was pretty big. It goes to see her growth and her change as an artist, how she's developed, and, you know, you know, salute to her, queen salute to her. So Best Male Hip-Hop Artist went to Kendrick Lamar, and I think rightly so. So Chris Brown rocked with Tigger and Omarion with Team Us, We Ain't Worried About You. So shout out to Chris Brown that took a lot of awards himself, and he was just in everything, like, and every dance and everybody else's. That was hot. That was pretty dope. He's working. It's good to know that he's working and starting to change his ways now that he's a father. You know, parenthood does that to you. Well, to some of you. Anyway, so the Best New Artist went to Sam Smith. Shout out to Sam Smith. They did a funny skit. It was too funny. So P. Diddy, for the 20th anniversary, bring on Mace, 112, The Lox, French Montana, Faith, and the Queen Bee, Lil' Kim. followed by a performance with Pharrell Williams. It took me back, like everybody coming out, singing those songs, like, and I was waiting for Mary J. Blige. Like, was I wrong? Like, I don't know. I thought Mary was in that lineup. Well, a couple of people were missing, like Craig Mack and Black Rob and a couple of people that were missing. But Mary, I was like, waiting for Mary. Like, you know, she was in that sound 20 years ago. So, anyway, shout out to Bad Boys, man. Bad Boy Entertainment celebrating 20 years is big. You know, it just shows the consistency of Puffy and the reason why he's still around and the reason why, you know, he's around. Anyway, so Smokey Robinson, yo, oh Lord, he did an incredible acceptance speech in form of a prayer that was mostly directed to all the self-centered people in the music industry, you know, and it was very well said. He's a true OG in the game, so I hope that people listen to what he had to say and really take that to heart and stop acting up because you have a million, a couple of million people that you'll never meet or you'll never see that say they love you and following you, you know, fill up your head and you not worry about those that are basically around you, the ones that support you, the ones that got you to that point, because nobody gets the fame alone. So you have to have a lot of people along the way help you out. You know what I'm saying? So pay attention to those people that are around you, that support you, that help you, that really love you and guide you to where you at or to where you're getting. You know what I mean? So don't get caught up with all these numbers and all this internet stuff and all that. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, it's just you alone in that hotel room because you have nobody else to support you, all right? So, you know, give it up to God, man. Just give it up to God always. So the Centric Award was won by The Weeknd. And Nicki Minaj is so in love with Meek Mills. Like, wow. You can see it in her eyes. She got, like, googly. Looking at her boo on stage, she was just so happy. I'm happy for everybody that's in love, man. Love is just a great thing when you're able to capture it. You know, it's just bad when it goes sour, but that's another thing for another show. So they did a great dance tribute to Janet Jackson, and she gave a very humbling acceptance speech. And I didn't realize that Rhythm Nation makes 25 years already. Wowzy. Yeah. I really felt my age. Like, wow. But I forget, like, yeah, I rock with Janet. So Rhythm Nation, 25 years. So I love me some Patti LaBelle. And that's what I'm going to say about that. Whoop, whoop. Love wins. So that performance, the Patti came out, and Patti's beautiful. I love her. I love me some Patti. And that's what I'm going to say because my mother said if I can't say nothing positive, don't say nothing at all. So that's what I'm going to say. And great host team this year, Anthony Anderson and Tracy Ellis Ross. Great energy. Love them together. They love them together. They smashed it. They did a great job. I hope they get invited again. To do it again because I believe they did a wonderful job. So definitely salute and shout out to them. Shout out to all those that attended the award show and great music this year, man. BT, you did your thing this year, BT. I'm really feeling that. I'm really feeling the awards this year. I hope y'all keep it up. I hope that you really, really monitor who's up there because not everybody belongs up there performing. I'm just saying. Come on now. Jesus. So I'm going into music and I'll be right back. My name, calling all night. I can pull the wool while I'm being polite. Like, darling, calling all night. I can be a fool while I'm being polite. Even if she go away, I'm a classic man. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. You know, it's another blessed Monday, man. I've played some music that I downloaded last night when I started, was watching the BET. You know, a lot of music. There's a lot of, so much good music out there that's forgotten, that's kind of overlooked. Because they play this other music that that's just really, really shouldn't even be on the radio sometimes. But, you know, because of this industry makes so much money, we're now playing, like, whatever it is that they throw at us. But thank God at Lush Radio Online, we are the voice of the people. And I like to play music that that is motivational, that's inspirational, that has a message that you can dance to, that just has other reasons other than just saying the B word and the N word over and over again with no point and no goal, you know? So I'm going to read an insert from The Secret, which is something that you guys are always inboxing me about that you enjoy. And I actually enjoy it, too, because tell you the truth, I never picked the one I'm going to read. I just kind of, it's like a little booklet that I have, and I just kind of like, you know, open it up to the Mondays and read what it says there. And sometimes I be thinking that the message be for me. Who knows, right? So it can be for whoever, you know, whoever's receiving it. As I read it, who receives it. That's who it goes for, right? So I'm going on a Monday. I'm going to pick a Monday. And here it goes. Okay. Here it goes. So gratitude is one of the easiest and most powerful ways to transform your life. If you become truly grateful, you will magnetize everything you need, wherever you go and in everything you do. In fact, without gratitude, nothing can ever change. Your life will change to the degree that you use gratitude and begin to feel grateful. If you are just a little bit grateful, your life will change just a little bit. If you are very grateful, your life will change a lot. It's up to you. See what I'm saying? When I read these, sometimes I just feel that there's a message for me. Right? And that's great when you're able to hear something positive and you feel that, like, there's a message for you. Or, like, you know, it's talking to you, the words. I don't know, you know, as a writer and a poet, you know, we pay attention to lyrics and words, and we know that they have so much power. So, but whoever that was for, then that was your message for this Monday morning. I'm going to music and I'll be right back.
Me. Don't get any time satisfied.
Good morning. Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. And yes, I'm a conqueror. Shout out to all those conquering the world and, you know, your business, your personal situation. Be the conqueror. Be the survivor, you know. Be the one that makes it happen. Don't wait for other people to come and make things happen for you, because realistically, that just doesn't happen. You know, you have to really get up and want it and fight for it and be consistent about it and do what you need to do to be able to create peace in your life, to be able to create funds to take care of your family, whatever your reasoning, whatever it is that you're pursuing, make sure that you, you know, you fight hard, man, and you go the long mile, that you become that conqueror, that you conquer whatever it is that's on your bucket list or on your, you know, the board that people create to be able to see their vision or other things that they want to accomplish. So shout out to all those. And that song, by the way, is from the series The Empire. So, and that has Estelle in it, and Juicy, which is, you know, the guy that plays Lucius' son that's gay. So, you know, that's hot. I think that song is pretty dope. The message is dope, and it definitely belongs here to be played on Lush Radio, Motivational Mondays. So I'm going to go to my phone lines and see who's hanging with me. Good morning, Motivational Mondays. You're on with ME2K, please.
Hello.
Good morning, 347. Good morning.
Hi, Mommy. It's Giselle.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi,
Giselle.
How are you?
I'm fabulous. Even when I'm not, I am. You know, I claim it. So I claim always to be fabulous and sexy. You know? What's going on over there?
You hear? You see? I got to go. My son just did cocky.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Yes, you need to censor that.
Okay. Bye-bye.
This ad is live TV. You just never know what may go on. But, you know, he had to, you know, use number two. Okay? And got to take care of that. So we're going to go into music and be right back.
I just wish we all understood the beauty of the music. Wait, and at the end of the day, whose will you take? didn't bring me this far to let me go. And that's just what it is.
Motivational Mondays with Joe Sexfield, LA2K, and LushRadioOnline.com. Make sure you follow us on all social networks. That's Lush Radio Online. That's MAE2K. Go to the website, MA2K.com. Go to LushRadioOnline.com. We're Googleable. Somos Googleable. So go to Google and type in MAE2K. Type in Lush Radio Online. Type in E2K Worldwide LLC. And you can follow us, follow us, share all the stuff that we post, hang out with us when we cover events, and, support us just the way we support others. Lush Radio Online is the voice of the people, and so we always bringing and saying things that affect the people. So there's been a law that has been passed. And that means the same sex genders can now get married. And this is law now across, the states. So shout out to all those that have been fighting for that, so love wins, But with everything, it's like a scale that can be, tipped to the wrong side or tipped to one side more than another. I'm just saying, marriage is a serious thing, so people, please take it seriously. Whether it's the same gender, non-gender, it doesn't matter. I'm just saying marriage, when you commit to someone, when you're giving your life to someone else and you say, and don't do it just for the fabulous dress and the great party, because marriage is way beyond a great wedding day or night, This is supposed to be a contract that you guys sit down and signing to merge your lives together. So I'm just saying, I don't see marriage taken so seriously anymore. So much so that I really, that thought of marriage is like, I'm praying, I'm keeping it in prayer that God will send me maybe a partner that I can, live out the rest of my days, and that would be great, if I can find that king that can be so supportive to me, that can love me unconditionally, and they can love me just for who I am, that doesn't want to change me, that really appreciates just who I am as a person and who I've, who I am now. So, and with all my flaws, there's not many that's willing to just step in and accept you with flaws. And there's some that are not paying attention to the ones that are willing to accept you with flaws. You're paying attention to those that only, rock with you when you're shining. But you guys forget the ones that are there when all that is said and done, When all that is said and done and the dust clears. Like, who is there? Who remains there? And a lot of you guys don't really look at that. You guys always want to see the grass greener on the other side, and that's not always necessarily true, that the grass is greener on the other side. So, shout out to all those that have gotten married, and it's been successful, and they've lasted 10, 20 years, 50 years. 70 years. How amazing is that? That's a beautiful thing. Is it for everybody? No, it's not for everybody. Big wedding anniversary to my girlfriend Giselle, who's celebrating. Yeah, she's celebrating an anniversary. So happy anniversary to you. I'm saying it's beautiful when it works out. It's not so beautiful when it doesn't, but when it works out, oh no. Not talking about marriage today as it is my wedding anniversary. Okay. I misread. Okay, I'm on Facebook and she's posting. I know it's a, okay, all right. So, to those that have worked, you know, if it's worked for you, then happy anniversary. If it hasn't and you've had to walk away for whatever reasons, you've had, you know, personal, financial, domestic, then, you know, you need to do what's best for you. And sometimes we need to walk away from certain situations that are unhealthy for us, you know. Not every situation is a healthy one, you know. And only you, as the person that's mixed in that situation, know what's best for you, you know, and how much you can handle and how much you can take. Some of us don't know the first step of what to do. And some of us just instinctly is our instincts that tell us, you know, we need to back up, we need to retreat, we need to haul, but out of here. And especially when there's children involved. So shout out to those that have made the decisions to go and to move and to do, you know, and to step up and to keep going. Sorry, because I'm reading as I'm talking, and I'm a multitasker, but sometimes people want to write me books while I'm online. I can only read but so much. Okay, so shout out to all those celebrating a birthday, anniversary, a divorce, whatever it is that you're celebrating, man, just celebrate. You know, enjoy the day, enjoy the world. Shout out to all my beautiful queens that are so strong and so powerful, and you know, hashtag our super women and wonder women and make it all happen and carry their household on their back and their families and their husbands, you know, so and their partners. So shout out to all those that are just deciding that they want to live and they don't want to just let life pass them by, that they want to make every moment count. So, you know, this goes out to my beautiful queens, of course, a big salute to my kings that also support me. I have wonderful, wonderful kings in my life that keep my hope, because if it wasn't for those wonderful kings and all the wonderful things I see them accomplishing and doing, I would totally give up on just, you know, looking for a king or a partner. But, you know, I know there are good men out there. For every horrible one, you know, for every 10 horrible ones, there's one that, you know, that kind of keeps me still hoping and wishing and praying. So shout out to all those great kings that make it their business to wear that crown proudly and love their queens unconditionally. And, you know, it's through that I actually obtain my hope of one day, you know, being someone's queen, you know, being his queen. So shout out to you guys, you know, shout out to you men, shout out to you king that take care of your business and make me, you know, hope and dream again. Thank you. I appreciate you for that. So this song, though, goes out to my beautiful queen. And you guys are amazing, man.
Thank
you. Nobody ever told you. I'm telling you, you're amazing. Adjust your crown. See you next Monday.
This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something she thought she couldn't make it through, yeah. I sing these words because I was that girl too, wanting something better than this, but who do I turn to? Now we're moving from the darkness into the light, yeah. This is the defining moment of our life. you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire. You will heal the world with your mind. There is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient. This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something that she thought she couldn't make it through. Girl, you can make it through. I sing these words because I know you're the one who knows there's something better than this, and you're gonna define it, yeah. Now we're moving from the darkness into the light. This is the defining moment of our lives. Cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire. You will heal the world with your mind. There is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient, yeah, you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient, yeah, you. Oh, yeah, you. Hey, yeah, you. 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 Yeah, you.